One week ago, the scenes of destruction seen in London were found north in the city of Birmingham. Tragically, three lives were lost. Two brothers and a friend were killed by a hit-and-run driver outside a garage which they were protecting from looters. That garage is now a scene bursting with tributes to the three men, with flowers and messages of condolence filling the pavement. More tributes were found at a peace rally held at a park in Birmingham to remember the three men. An afternoon of music and prayer brought nearly 5,000 people of all faiths and cultures together, united against the unrest which shook the city. Haroon Jahan was one of those who died. His family attended the event. The crowd was emotional as his father told them to remember his son and to refrain from any thoughts of revenge.
Thank you everyone for coming. And all I can ask for is that, forget about me, I'm nobody, but try and remember the three men that sacrificed their life for this community.
A minute's silence was observed for people to remember those who had died. Abdul Qudus lost his two brothers. He fought back tears to pay tribute to those who had attended.
Everybody getting together, man, it means stronger as a community, yeah, united together, right, different kind of mixed race. They're here, yeah, showing me the love and condolences.
City leaders said that they were proud of their fellow citizens.
The people of this city are united. United in coming together, united behind the families that have had tragic events happen to them this week, and most importantly, united against the mindlessness that has gone on in this city.
Obviously, what we need now, further following from this, is a time of reflection. We don't want oversimplifications. Yes, the looting and the violence need to be condemned, but we have to look at why it's happened, and I'm supporting a call for a public inquiry, and we need cool heads at this time.
The police presence was heavy, but the prospect of trouble was minimal, and the event passed without incident.
There's no denying that there are a number of social issues which need to be addressed in Birmingham and across Britain. But today, those issues are put on the back burner, while people concentrate on discouraging revenge and promoting peace. Steve McCall, Press TV, Birmingham.